This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
So 73% of our unscientific Twitter poll saying it was the right time to cut Dez Bryant. If you want to go to it, at SB Nation Radio on Twitter. Let's continue the conversation. David Halpern from Blogging the Boys, SB Nation's great Cowboys site, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. David, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Pretty crazy today. An interesting time.
All right, so your reaction, I'm assuming you weren't shocked by this, but why today do you think that the Cowboys made this decision?
Well, yeah, I was not totally shocked about it. We've kind of been reading the tea leaves lately that this could be coming. I mean, the one obvious answer to why today is because official workouts start on Monday. And if Dez had been in workouts and injured himself, season-ending injury, the Cowboys would have been on hook for that money for 2018. So, obviously, that was kind of probably the impetus for right now. Now, the question can be made, why did they wait this long? Why didn't they try to do something earlier? Why didn't they try to trade him or restructure the contract to make it tradable? I mean, there are a lot of variables that you can ask about that. But I think the general reason why today is because of those off-season workouts starting on Monday.
So he went on sort of a Twitter rant before this meeting today with Jerry Jones, and he responded to fans, and he talked about his, you know, a guy who was going to be focused and wanted to get after it with the Cowboys, and but his contract was on his mind, clearly. Did that factor in here at all, that he was outwardly talking and on social media, kind of making a stir about what was happening before this meeting?
I highly doubt it. I think the Cowboys pretty much had this locked and loaded for a little while now. I think that, you know, you could read it from Stephen Jones earlier, I mean, months ago, when he made the comments, kind of comments that had really never been made about Dez by the Cowboys front office before. Things like the sideline, you know, tirades were a distraction occasionally. You know, his contract needs to be talked about. These were things we had never heard from the front office before. And, you know, clearly within the organization, there were people who thought that Dez was in decline and that he was just being overpaid. So I tend to think that this has been kind of on their minds for a while, and that nothing that has happened just recently would have had much effect on it.
Where do you think Dez Bryant could wind up? And maybe not what team, but what situation does he want? Does he want a big contract? Does he want to be compensated like a top receiver? Or does he want to go somewhere to win a championship? Like, I know I'm asking you to get in the mind of Dez Bryant, but what do you think matters to him now at 29 years of age?
Well, you know, I think, you know, all athletes want a championship. I just think that's out there for them all. But with Dez, it's a lot about that people talk about him who know him, and through the media, people who know him in the media talk about respect. That's a word that always kind of comes up with him. I want respect. And I think respect is shown in a few different ways, but one way that you obviously show respect to a player in the NFL is by their contract. So I right. think he is going to want a pretty decent-sized contract. I don't think he's just going to take a low contract to go somewhere to play for a championship or something. That doesn't really seem like Dez. You know, I'm not saying he just does it for the money, because no one, you know, was as competitive as Dez. No one, you know, was, you know, out of practice would, you know, like Dez was really going after it. So I don't want to say that's just all about the money with him, but respect, money, and the NFL, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why, you know, the Sporting News, right after the Dez was cut, they came out with the Patriots being the number one landing spot for Dez Bryant. And I just, unless he's going to take a huge pay cut and play for 1 year, like $4 to $5 million, I don't see the Patriots being in the conversation here. And yes, it's Tom Brady, and yes, they need a number one receiver. But could you see Dez Bryant in New England taking a big pay cut to go there?
Well, I think the big question you just brought up is Dez Bryant a number one wide receiver anymore? I mean, that's really a big question. If you look at his production over the last 3 years, he is not a number one wide receiver. He has, you know, he has not put up the yards. He has not put up the touchdown totals. Now, there's a lot to go into that, right? There's the quarterback, You know, he's gone through a couple of different quarterbacks. Romo was hurt. We had a real parade of backups who stunk for a year. Then he's trying to work his chemistry with Dak Prescott, who maybe is just a different kind of quarterback than Romo. Doesn't fit Dez's game. There were injuries along the way. He's had knee injury, foot injury. So there's a lot of things to talk about why the production fell off. But I think by any objective standard, if you look at the stats, he's not a number one wide receiver anymore unless something really turns around in his game. As for the Patriots, they have a really crowded wide receiver room right now. I guess anything's possible. Maybe the allure of playing for Bill Belichick and with Tom Brady and winning a championship would be something. But I just feel like it's going to be a team that has a big salary cap number open right now who's going to take him on.
Yeah, and that to me is the Indianapolis Colts. And I could easily see him getting a big contract from Indianapolis, putting him with Andrew Luck. They've not been that active in free agency. They've got a lot of cap space left, and they need offensive weapons. But they could be bad next year. Do you think Dez is okay with being on a football team that might win six games?
I don't know. I mean, in Dez's mind, is it like wherever I go, I can improve him? Wherever I go, will I make him a better team, a playoff contender? You know, he may be looking at the quarterback situation, too. Who am I going to play with? He might have been upset about the way that, you know, it ended with Romo, because obviously he and Romo had a certain chemistry that has not been reproduced elsewhere.
Right.
So, is the quarterback a big decision here about where he goes and who he's going to play with? So that means, is Andrew Luck over injury? Is he going to be able to play? Is he going to be the same Andrew Luck? I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that figure in that.
David Halperin, Blug and the Boys, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Dez Bryant has been released this morning, today, by the Dallas Cowboys. $8 million in dead cap space. Now, $16.8 million of dead cap space for the Cowboys next year with Romo and Dez Bryant not now being released. And that's number two in the NFL behind the Buffalo Bills. You know, front office-wise, head coaching-wise, are the fans frustrated right now with what's going on with their team?
Yes, absolutely. There is frustration. I mean, you know, there's frustration with Jason Garrett. I mean, he's had a couple of really great seasons, but outside of those great seasons, you know, 2 out of 7 years, we've had a lot of mediocre or bad years, you know. So there's frustration there. I think there's some frustration with his demeanor, too. People want to see him get fired up, get in guys' faces. They want to, you know, an emotional kind of coach, and that's just not Jason Garrett. So that's, you know, and then there's some frustration with the front office. I mean, there's a lot of us talking about, it seems like you could have done something with Dez before this point.
Uh-huh.
If you knew this is where this was heading, you know, could you not find a team to trade him? Even if you're getting a fifth or a sixth round pick, you know, at least you're getting something. You know, maybe his contract size to his production prohibited that, but could you have reworked the contract in some way?
Uh-huh.
There just feels like there's more the Cowboys could have done than just waiting to this point, than releasing him. It may be a case of Jerry just really didn't want to do it, but in the end was overruled by people within the organization. And when I say overruled, I mean more like badgered into it, because he has the ultimate say in the end, but it may have been Steven. It may have been a few other guys within the organization. But there is frustration with that. There's frustration why this is happening now instead of earlier and getting something for him. So I think the Cowboys have a lot to prove this year to their fan base and kind of to themselves, because if Garrett doesn't oversee a playoff team that makes some serious noise, his job is probably very much in jeopardy.
In terms of responsibility and blame, if you will, does Dez Bryant deserve some blame for what happened today, given when he was asked at the end of last year about taking a pay cut, and he said, oh, hell no? Does he deserve some responsibility as to why he's no longer a Cowboy?
Well, I mean, I think he does, but I don't think it's necessarily for that comment. I mean, I know a lot of athletes who will say, hey, this is the contract we agreed on, and this is what you're going to pay me. Which is fine. I'm not actually that opposed to making that statement, because it's kind of true. You know, the Cowboys entered it into this willingly, so that's what they need to pay him. But it is his responsibility, because his game has declined. I mean, there was an article earlier this offseason, which we wrote about on the site, where he's supposedly going to a route running doctor, you know, will fix your route running skills as a wide receiver. You know, the question begs, why not before? If you watch tape on Dez, pretty sloppy route running sometimes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Is he partly responsible for the decline in his own production? Has he not put in the effort in certain areas? I mean, we know he's competitive. We know he's out there at practice working hard. But is he working on some of the fundamentals maybe he needs to as he's getting to be an older receiver? You know, is he, should the Cowboys have been using him in a different way? Should he ask them to use him in a different way? I mean, there's a lot of things you could say about that, but he certainly bears some responsibility for what's happened, and that responsibility is his production on the field.
David, I'll get you out of here on this. In terms of where Dez goes and what he does next season, he tweeted already that if he didn't have his edge, he has his edge back now. How big is a fear factor that he goes to a team and sets the world on fire if you're a Cowboys fan?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, you just live with that. That's the way it is. I mean, we saw DeMarcus Ware do it, but, you know, was DeMarcus Ware going to take the Cowboys to a championship when he was here? You know, so it's kind of like, oh, he went somewhere else and won a championship with them. Well, would he have done it if he had stayed in Dallas? Who knows? Maybe not. So it's kind of, you know, it's a little bit silly, I think, in some ways to play that game. Now, if it takes Dez getting cut to get his edge back, then that's a problem right there.
Mm.
He should have his edge back all the time. He should see his production numbers from last season falling off, and he should have had his edge numbers then. You know, he should have been trying to go to this route doctor, you know, years ago, or he should be working on his game in that way. If it takes this to give you your edge back, then there's something wrong with your game already.
That's a great point. David, thank you for the time on short notice. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
David Halperin, Blogging the Boys, great SB Nation site covering the Cowboys. Check it out for their coverage on Dez Bryant being released today by the Dallas Cowboys. 8 years, 73 touchdowns, and he's a free agent. On the block, or I guess on the street, I should say, a chance for him to go and play for whoever he wants to go and play for. Cowboys get nothing back in compensation for it. And maybe that's the most, if I'm a Cowboy fan, I think that's the most frustrating point. Like, if you thought that this was coming, if you thought that you were going to need to do this, why not just trade him? I mean, there are reasons why, and look, I'm a Patriot person, so you're going to tell me I'm pulling a Homer comment here, which is fine, but the Patriots wouldn't do this. Like, they would not get burned. Like, they would trade. They tried to sign Jimmy Garoppolo. It didn't work. Traded him. Tried to re-sign Brandon Cooks. Didn't work. Trade him. They got things back. Second-round pick. First-round pick. They got, what would, if Brandon Cooks is worth a first-round pick, what's Dez Bryant worth? Second-round pick? Right? Late first, early second? He's worth that, in my opinion. Just that straight up. The contract is a problem. I'll give you that. And teams probably knew that the Cowboys were going to have to go and cut him, and why not wait for him to go on the street and rework his contract rather than having him go and play for $12.5 million. That's probably the number one reason why he wasn't traded for. But there are teams with big salary caps that might have given you a big salary cap availability that may have given you a fifth-round pick for him. Browns, Colts, they would give you a fifth-round pick for him. Say, hey, all right, I mean, Dez Bryant is a much better player than anybody will draft in the fifth round. So, okay, yeah, we got the cap space, and let's go ahead and we'll take Bryant for 1 year. I would be shocked if Dez Bryant was not tradable. Instead, you wait all the way till April, and you trade him, or so you cut him and get nothing back for him. And then the dead money, the $8 million of dead money on the cap for the cut. Not good. I know he's a different guy from a relationship standpoint with the ownership, but man, oh man. More on Dez Bryant as we continue on a Friday. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.